Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Travis Roy has died. On October 20th, 1995, Travis Roy made his debut with the Boston University men's hockey team. 11 seconds into his first shift on the ice, Roy slid into the boards and suffered a spinal cord injury, which left him paralyzed. Roy's injury drew nationwide attention. In 1997, he started the Travis Roy Foundation to fund scientific research and help spinal cord injury survivors lead more independent lives. Roy's family says he died due to complications from a procedure he needed to maintain his quality of life. In a 2012 interview with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer, Roy talked about the challenges of coming back to BU after his accident.
The first time I went down to the cafeteria my freshman year and in the wheelchair and going through the food line and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to fit in here and how is this going to go? And later as I was finishing up, I realized that as crowded as the cafeteria was, that nobody came down and sat next to my table. It was all of a sudden I realized I am pretty darn different here and I didn't have a lot of confidence. I kept my head down. And when I came back my sophomore year, I promised myself that, you know, I've got to take some responsibility for this and I've got to get my head up and look people in the eye and put a smile on my face and say hello, and it's amazing what that simple gesture does. Growing up, my parents, there was only one lesson that they ever sort of shared with me as far as dealing with people with disabilities, and it was don't stare. And that's true. You don't want to stare, but the problem with that is it makes you not acknowledge somebody. And it's such a simple gesture, you know, to put a smile on your face and say hello. It shows a little bit of a comfort level that it just opens that door for maybe another sentence or two or a little bit of dialogue.
Travis, having been a top athlete, do you have a way now to satisfy your competitive spirit, or do you feel like that goes away when you lose the ability to be physical?
No, I can't deny I am still heartbroken with not only the loss of playing hockey and a game that I loved. Not only did I enjoy the games, but my dad happened to manage an ice arena, and the nights that I spent in that rink all by myself. And along with that, I miss being able to compete. I miss those emotions. I miss the idea of scoring a game-winning goal and that elation that you just cannot get anywhere else and the pride that you have in your team. And you just can't replace that.
Right after your accident, you were in the news everywhere. Al Gore came to your hospital, I think. Bobby Orr helped do a fundraiser.
Sure.
Do you still feel remembered now?
I do. It's very different. I mean, when I would roll down the street, there was a lot more whispers, and there's Travis Roy, and, you know, there were perks that came along with that. I go out to eat, and I didn't pay for a lot of meals, you know? It was great. I pay for a lot more meals now. You know, part of me, it's kind of nice just to blend in.
Travis Roy, speaking with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer back in 2012. Travis Roy died yesterday. He was just 45 years old.